You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Radio News. Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
The U.S. ambassador to South Korea is on the road to recovery following last week's attack by a man with a knife. Mark Lippert tells NBC's Today that he's fortunate to be where he is, considering how dangerous the attack was.
I feel really blessed. I'm counting my lucky stars, and I do feel like, you know, someone was watching over me because, you know, it was about, people tell me, about 2 centimeters away from my carotid artery, which would have been horrible.
Doctors removed the 80 stitches needed to close cuts to Lippert's face earlier this week. The 42-year-old was attacked just before he was to give a speech in Seoul last Thursday. An expert on small business says they need to get a lot more social media conscience.
Number one, you want to share helpful information daily. If you think you're just going to use social media once a week, that's really not going to move the needle for your business. You also need to engage with people directly. You need to learn some people's names.
Melinda Emerson says that's because a lot of people are on social media, and one bad online review or questionable tweet can hurt business. She's been working with The Hartford, which talked about small businesses and social media in its latest small business success study. Melinda Emerson is an expert on small business, and she says small business people need to really think about how they want to do social media.
I really think you have to develop, you got to listen. You got to figure out which social media platform is your best target customer spending all of their time, and you need to be on that one too.
You can learn more at smallbizlady.com. I'm Ron Taylor. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And the temperature here in beautiful downtown Flemington is 46 degrees. Now, let's see. Yeah, they're saying, they even say it here. I heard it this morning. Partly sunny day. Oh, and they're saying here a high of 56. New York was saying 60. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 31. And on Thursday, sunny with a high of 50. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of 25. Well, good morning, everybody. This is actually, my name is Richard G, and I'm sitting in for Rich Scudari, who does I'm trying to think of his name, his show. Modern Design. And I snagged, who was in a meeting here at the chamber, I snagged Larry Cartwright and dragged him in. And I've got him chained to the table across from me.
Yeah, I'm on Modern Design, too.
You're Modern Design. That's the first thing I thought.
Uh-huh.
Larry Cartwright does a show here on Mondays, if you don't know, which is Mental Health Matters, because Larry's associated with NAMI, the National Association of Mental Illness. And Larry's show is an award-winning show. It was awarded by the governor's, what, the governor's...
Governor's Council on Mental Illness Stigma.
Okay, that's what, and you were awarded because you try to keep that going on your show.
Try to break the stigma.
Try to break the stigma and let people know that, and we've talked many times, and I'll mention it one more time, because we talked the other day, you were on a show, or you did something with me, I'm trying to remember, I forced you last week, I think.
Yeah, was it, something like that.
Yeah. But even things like depression are considered a mental health problem.
That's correct.
And we talked about Robin Williams.
Right.
And a lot of other people that have had depression throughout their whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time that...
And it's not only depression, you know.
It could be.
It could be anything. Like my son, my youngest son, has schizophrenia.
Yeah.
And there's bipolar, anxiety. Anxiety covers an entire list of...
Well, yeah, you're talking. There's people that won't even go out of the house,
right?
Because
then there's ADHD, post traumatic stress disorder, and it all falls under anxiety, so when they're categorizing mental illness, anxiety is the biggest thing because it has the most subtitles.
Sure.
But
I think what's good about your show and about NAMI is letting people be aware of things. Because I'll just give you an example. My son, who's now 27, is in college. I didn't make him go to school right after he got out of school because I knew he wasn't particularly ready. Mm-hmm. But in first grade, one of the teachers said, he'll probably never learn. But he's happy. Don't worry about it. And then they wanted to put him in, and I got nothing against cerebral palsy kids, but they wanted to put him in a class of cerebral palsy kids. And I know why they're doing that, because they needed to get X number of head count in there to get government funds.
Government funding, right.
And I said, no, you're not going to do that. We held him back in second grade. The kid is graduated from RVCC with a 3.4. He's on the dean's list at Keene College. He's a junior. Last semester, he had 4 A's and a B. And I said, what's wrong with that class? You got that B. And he's now. But the stigma was, I think he thought, in early life, that he was dumb.
Right.
Because he said the other day, suddenly I've become intelligent.
No, you were always intelligent. It was just a matter of using it.
It took a while for him to discover.
Right.
Yeah. Now, here he is. He graduated from RVCC. Today, he's teaching over at Copper Hill. He's a substitute teacher. On the days he doesn't go to school, he substitute teaches. Today, he's a floater. Whatever they need him,
right.
He may be in the library or he may
wherever.
Yeah,
right.
But and he kind of likes that. But he enjoys teaching kids in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
He comes home with stories of stuff they say and everything, and he thinks it's very funny.
Yeah.
But there is a perfect example of a stigma was put on this kid,
right? I think it's horrible that a teacher would say that to someone in first grade.
I'm not going to say her name. But
no,
I'd love to run into her.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Say, hey.
I agree. Yeah.
And I'd probably call her a few choice words, but say, hey, guess what?
But that kid. To do something like that, and that in itself is stigmatizing the child.
Yeah.
Not in the same way as mental health issues, but it is a stigmatization that she's put on this child.
Sure.
And when she writes these reports, whether they want to admit it or not, they do.
Sure.
So when he goes to the next grade, that teacher looks at it and says, oh, well, he can't learn. He's just going to be here and, yada, yada. And that's wrong.
And he had, actually, all through school, he had resource teachers that would be in the room.
Right.
Now, supposedly, he wasn't supposed to know they were just for him because they were helping other kids, too. But I think that kind of made him think that there was a problem. The thing was that we were very lucky. He got into karate at a very early age and gave him a lot of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And he also met a teacher who's now retired, a special ed teacher named Sal Randazzi. Sal.
That name's familiar.
Sal He would go out of his regular class to Sal's class now and then during the day. And Sal played it up. And I was upset with teachers. And so we went to Copper Hill. We went early before school started in the summer to look around the school.
Mm-hmm.
And Sal was there. And he said, "You're Richard. You're going to be able to teach me karate." And I thought, oh, I like this guy. He already knows who the kid is.
Right.
He knows who the kid is. But he used to do stuff with, if a kid got something right, he had a trumpet. He'd run out in the hall and blow the trumpet. And, that, you know, just little things like that.
Right.
And Sal did a lot to make him. He was a very quiet young boy, and he was kind of bashful. So doing the karate and being with Sal, plus the fact we held him back in second grade because he wasn't developed as much as some of the other kids.
Right.
And he was upset about that. And one of his friends at karate's father said, "Hey, Richard, I was held back in second grade, and look at me. I'm doing okay." He said, "I was held back. I wasn't performing like they thought I should.
They passed me just to get rid of me."
So I know if that stigma gets set on somebody, then the poor person lives with that all the time.
Right.
And maybe it's not exactly true. As we know, there's ways to live with these problems.
Absolutely.
People that have bipolar can live perfectly normal lives.
Right.
They have certain problems at times, but they can live.
Absolutely.
And
I have a good friend of mine who is CEO of a major corporation, and he's bipolar and suffers. You know, when he gets depressed, he gets depressed. He goes down. But he carries he holds his job. And, and he's got his master's and everything, and he's the CEO of a major corporation. So, you can live. I don't say you all have to be CEOs of major corporations.
No.
But you can live a normal life with an illness such as mental health issues, you know.
I had a cousin that was slow in school, but he was great. He was really good in high school with music. So he was in the band, and if the tuba player couldn't make it, he played the tuba.
Right,
he could just play anything.
Right.
The problem is they kept passing him on until he got too old to be in school and told him he had to leave. And everybody used to say, "Oh, this kid's never going to be anything."
Mm-hmm.
Well, he got a job in a factory as a maintenance guy, fixing the machines and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
He married a young lady. They had two kids. Both his daughters went to college and graduated, and they're doing fine. And he became a really productive citizen at that time. Now, we're talking a long time ago when I was young.
Right.
People didn't think about it. They just said, "Oh, he's got a little problem. He's not very smart."
Right, right.
Obviously, if he was growing up, it would be a little better for him. But he seemed to come through it fine.
And, you know, that's the thing, that even with mental illness, you know, it seemed like everybody, you talk back, you know, to people years ago, everybody had a Aunt Sarah or Uncle Ben the family didn't want to deal with.
Sure.
And they either had them in, you know, someplace up north or whatever, you know, in some cabin or whatever, or they had them in their house and never let them out, you know.
Right.
And it's just a shame. It really is, because, you know, we have come a long way over the last 30 some odd years, but we haven't reached the point yet. You know, like if somebody said to me, you know, if my son had cancer some other medical problem, people would say, "Oh, Larry, what a shame."
Right.
You know,
sure.
I say my son is schizophrenic, everybody takes two steps back and it's like it's going to be catching, which it isn't. But, you know, it's like, that's the stigma that's attached to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there's no stigma attached to cancer, and mental illness is a chemical imbalance of the brain. It's sickness of the brain.
It's exactly the same. Yeah, it is just an illness.
It's an illness. The only thing is, it's a brain. Brain is an organ.
And
if you have an organ, your lungs can get sick, your stomach, your liver, they all get sick. Your brain is an organ. It can get sick.
Sure, sure.
So
I got a break for commercials. We'll be right back. This is Modern Design. My name is Richard G., and I'm not going to talk about modern design. Rich Scuderi should be back next week. He's ill today. So we'll break for some commercials, and I'll be right back. The number here is 908-237-0410. I did a show yesterday. I had 6 phone calls.
All right.
So if you're out there, 237-0410, you don't have to come on the air because a couple of people didn't want to. They just wanted to ask my guest a question, so I relayed the question to him. But the phone was ringing off the hook. In fact, I had it. When I go to the commercials, I'll check and make sure we got a dial tone. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation and all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
With iron and steel, iron and steel, iron.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
And we're back. This is Modern Design. My name is Richard G. And I'm sitting here with Larry Cartwright from NAMI, who does a show every Monday here at 2 o'clock.
Yes, that's right.
Called Mental Health Matters. And the reason we're here is because Rich Scudari, who does this show, is ill today and will not be in, and he was afraid he might infect everybody else in the building. So,
good thinking on his part to stay home.
I think it's best that he did not come in. Anyway, we were talking a little bit about mental illness and or the stigma of mental illness, which today there's more and more people that lead a normal life that have mental problems. And you do a show, you do a presentation, I shouldn't say a show, but a presentation called In Our Own Words.
In Our Own Voice.
In Our Own Voice. See? Yeah. See?
Well,
thanks.
Well, that's all right. It's close. What it is people who have mental illness and are going on with their lives will come in and talk about their dark days, if they were hospitalized, and how they adapted to it, and so on and so forth, and how they're getting through it now.
Sure.
And it's very interesting. It's very moving.
I saw it once. Yeah.
It's very moving.
It was very good. Yeah. After it was over, I wanted to go up and shake everybody's hand.
Yeah, because it's just awesome that they
keep up the good work.
Normal people, and they're, we do a presentation monthly at Educational Services, and we start out with a PowerPoint, and the first two screens are all famous people that have mental illness.
Sure.
And there's a couple names on it that, like I mentioned to you, I think, before, that always amaze me. Buzz Aldrin, astronaut, walked on the moon, suffers from major depression. Winston Churchill, carried England on his back basically for 7 years during the Second World War.
He was the man, yes.
It was, if it wasn't for him, I often said that London would be speaking German, but he had major depression. Most everybody knows that Abraham Lincoln admittedly had depression and, was severely depressed in many days. Thomas Jefferson, what people don't know is Thomas Jefferson, I believe it's, I have trouble saying it, agoraphobia, I believe.
I've heard that word, but I'm not sure what it means.
It's if you have a room and you've got 8 or 10 people in a room, Thomas Jefferson wouldn't go in that room.
Oh, okay.
He would go on a balcony and talk to 5,000 people.
But a fear of being in a crowd.
He wouldn't go into a room with a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
In fact, it's a fact, when he was writing the Declaration of Independence, he would write a couple pages or whatever he wrote. He'd get a hold of Ben Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
He'd meet him on a street corner, hand it to him. Franklin would go into the assembly or wherever it was that they had to go to, and he would present it, because there was all these people from all over there.
Right.
Franklin wouldn't,
Jefferson.
Jefferson wouldn't go in. Franklin would go in for him. So it's, it's just amazing. And he went on to become president.
Sure. Sure.
And I'm not saying that the average person, will become president or become famous actor or singer or whatever, but you can go on and live your life.
Sure.
Yes, it's a bump in the road. Yes, it takes some work, but it's not impossible, and it's, it's something that we try to spread the word about, that it's not the end of the world, you didn't ask for it, nobody asked to be mentally ill, I want it, give it to me,
Sure.
No.
Sure.
It's a chemical imbalance of the brain. And a lot of times, something triggers it. And it could be anything. 9/11. Sandy. Lose your house, all your belongings, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Has triggered people to have mental illness. But they already had the chemical imbalance. They just haven't had anything to trigger it.
Nothing.
Prior to that.
Yep.
And they were living their life, a normal life. And then all of a sudden, Sandy hit, or 9/11 hit, or went through a tornado, or whatever the case may be, they had it, and it triggered it. Just like post-traumatic stress is the same thing. It used to be called shell shock.
Right.
In World War II,
all
the soldiers that came back that had it, that would have shell shock. Well, yeah, they were, obviously, but now it's post-traumatic stress, and it's not limited to soldiers. That's why I say, again, Sandy, tornadoes, 9/11, that all can cause post-traumatic stress.
My father obviously had it, because he never talked. And I never had a conversation once with my father.
Mm.
When he came home, he worked. come home, want to read the paper, have right. dinner. He goes to bed and goes back to work again.
Right.
Doesn't want to be involved with anything. And he spent 4 years and 5 years and 7 months in the military.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure, but at that time they didn't really promote it as much.
Right.
Or look for
right.
people. But I'm sure he had a problem. And I know once when I was, well, maybe, I don't know, I was in high school or a kid, maybe I was in elementary school, and we were at the dinner table, and I said, we probably were studying something in school. I said, boy, I'd like to go to Europe. And he says, there's nothing there to see. He's, you don't want to be there.
Well, he saw the bad part of it. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
But, you know.
And really, that's probably the only time he ever really said much, because right. he didn't talk hardly at all.
Right. Right.
And I'm not going to say he was a bad father or anything. He just never talked.
Right. Right. Well, my father wouldn't talk about the war.
Yeah, he never. Well, he never talked about the war.
Yeah, and I couldn't believe it. My father was born in Iowa, and there's not a lot of water in Iowa.
You know? Yeah,
and he left home when he was about 13, maybe 12, but he ran away. And whatever he did for a couple of years, I don't know. Then he joined the Coast Guard.
Oh, okay.
And he hated water. Couldn't swim. Wouldn't go to the beach. Never. When we lived in Brooklyn. We didn't live that far from Coney Island.
Okay.
And my mother used to take me to Coney Island to the beach. She'd always ask my father, I'm not going to the beach. I don't like the beach. I'm not sitting on the sand and watching water, you know. He hated the water.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, he was in the Merchant Marine. He was in the Navy during the Second World War. He was in the Coast Guard for a period of time. He was a tugboat captain in New York Harbor. And he would go over the side of a ship on a scaffold and scrape and paint and all that. That didn't bother him. But go in the water? Oh, you know. That's why the one time I found out that a ship he was on was torpedoed. And some were lost, obviously, and some weren't. And they were in the water. I said to my father, I says, I know you don't talk about it, but how in God's name did you spend in the water and come out alive?
Yeah,
I mean, because
yeah.
you won't even go near the water, you know.
You probably should have died of fright.
He says, I was picked up quick. And that was all he said. That was it. You know, that was all he would talk about. And he wouldn't talk about it anymore. You know, but it's just, you know, various things. And, you know, I think, like when you say, your father wouldn't talk.
He didn't. And he didn't talk about the war either.
No, he wouldn't talk about My father wouldn't talk about the war at all.
No.
And he was in from December 8th or 9th, his Navy unit got activated like 2 days after Pearl Harbor, and he was until like 6 months after the war ended.
Yeah, my
something.
Father was in a year and was just going to get out, and Pearl Harbor happened.
Right.
So guess what? You're stuck now.
Now you're done, you know.
You're here forever.
Yeah, because my father was in the Navy Reserve, and they got activated
right
after Pearl Harbor.
Sure.
So he was in like 2 days after Pearl Harbor. He was on active duty, and that was it till, you know.
Yep.
But, you know, it's just, it's kind of funny, you know, you tell the story, but gee, he was spent all his life on the water and hated the water. Why not go in the Army or the Marines or something, you know?
I say, tell the truth, I know a guy that was in the Navy in World War II and couldn't swim either.
Yeah. Hey, my father couldn't swim. First of all, he would never go in the water, you know, voluntarily, you know, put it that way. And hated the beach, wouldn't come to the beach. Like I said, my mother used to take me to, as a little kid, I was 6, 7 years old, she'd take me to Coney Island. He'd never go, you know. But that was it. That was life with my father, you know. He was.
Well, we got to take a break for the news. And then we'll be back. The number here is 908-237-0410. If you got a question for Larry, or if you got any question in the world you want to ask me, I might be able to answer it. I don't know.
I'll give it a shot, though.
I always give I always think back. My brother-in-law, we were at a restaurant, and the waitress went through all the specials and all that, and she said, you got any questions? And he said, yes, I do. And he said it very seriously. And she said, what is it? And she said, he says, what's the capital of South Dakota? Every time I say, you can ask me a question. And it just messed her up. Needless to say, we gave her an extremely nice tip. Anyway, we're going to go to the messages and the news, and we'll be right back.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. Nearly a dozen service members are missing and presumed dead after an Army helicopter crashed in the Florida Panhandle. A spokesman at Eglin Air Force Base says search and rescue teams have found human remains. Four Marines were from a special operations regiment at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. The four air crew members were with an Army National Guard unit from Hammond, Louisiana. Iraqi forces and their militia allies are moving into Tikrit. Iraq's defense ministry says its troops have the town surrounded and control a number of main streets in Tikrit. There are news media reports that the Iraqis and militia have taken control of parts of the town from ISIS terrorist forces. Two fraternity brothers who led a racist chant that was captured on video are out of the University of Oklahoma. OU President David Boren said Tuesday the students created a hostile learning environment for others and that the school has zero tolerance for racist behavior. Job openings across the U.S. are at a 14-year high. The Department of Labor's job openings and labor turnover survey shows employers across the U.S. had 5 million job openings at the end of January. This is USA Radio News.
Search engine rankings can make or break a business, and not ranking on page one is guaranteed to cost you money. So why not rank before you pay? That's right. You get ranked or you don't pay. Did you know over 80% of online shoppers never leave page one? And companies reaching page one status can and do make more money. So where does your business rank? Are you turning clicks into cash, or are you handing it to the competition? Increase your exposure, increase traffic, and maximize your online footprint with rankbeforeyoupay.com. Enter your domain name and let Rank Before You Pay start moving you to the top. Rank Before You Pay, the performance-based SEO company, is fully results-driven, eliminating your risk. It's a fact. Search engine rankings can make or break a business, and not ranking on page one is guaranteed to cost you money. Visit rankbeforeyoupay.com, enter your URL, and start turning clicks into clients today. Visit rankbeforeyoupay.com, rankbeforeyoupay.com. That's rankbeforeyoupay.com.
Some restrictions apply. Offer valid in select cities.
Tis the season to be aware of collection scams.
Ignoring this will be an intentional attempt to avoid initial appearance before a magistrate judge or a grand jury for a federal criminal offense.
If you've ever received a threatening call claiming the IRS was after you, take it with a grain of salt. Bill Brunson with the IRS says his agency will send you a collection notice in the mail, not call you on the phone.
The Internal Revenue Service isn't going to threaten you. We don't do business that way.
Brunson says this type of scam multiplies during tax filing season as scammers seek to take advantage of people getting refunds. Bill Brunson with the IRS says the most common scammers impersonate as an IRS agent.
These tax scammers will make up names, make up badge numbers, but don't fall victim to this. Simply hang up the phone.
A new study finds a diet heavy in fruits, vegetables, and a moderate amount of fish could cut down on your risk for colorectal cancers by almost 45%. The study found that the Mediterranean-style diet offered protection against all colon cancers. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online ends 314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Israel's largest green non-government organization has been planting trees, developing communities, and boosting water sources since 1901. USA's Russ Jones is in Israel and reports that Israeli leaders are working hard to shed a different perspective about the Middle Eastern nation.
Karen Kiem at the Israel and Jewish National Fund seek to preserve Israel's natural and cultural heritage. Israel is planning a major exhibit in the upcoming World's Fair reflecting its many advancements. Corrine Bolton-Leor with KKL maintains that one of the major challenges facing Israel is that people only see the nation through the eyes of the news media and as a nation of conflict.
They don't realize how many wonderful things Israel has to offer to the world and how much goodwill there is that Israel has to offer to the world with all of its advanced technologies and innovations.
Expo Milan 2015 is a food-focused world fair that runs May 1st through October 31st. In Jerusalem, I'm Russ Jones.
The nation's airlines are looking forward to their busiest spring travel season since the recession. The industry trade group Airlines for America says travel this spring should be the busiest in 7 years. The group estimates nearly 135 million people will fly during March and April, an increase of about 2% over last year. Trade group bases its optimism on rising employment and personal incomes and improving economy and what it calls the highest consumer sentiment in a decade. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
And the temperature here right now is 46 degrees. Today, we're looking for a partly sunny day with a high of 56. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 31. And on Thursday, sunny day with a high of 50. Thursday night, mostly clear, with a low of 25. This is Richard G. I'm sitting in for Richard Scodari, who does modern design, and we'll be back next week. And I've kidnapped Larry Cartwright, who was in a meeting this morning.
Actually, yes.
A community day meeting,
community
probably.
Community day meeting, yep. Right.
And I forced him to come in here to sit with me, and we're kind of filling in for Richard until he comes back next week. And Larry's with NAMI, which is the National Association of Mental Illness. And we're talking, I think probably, I mean, what you did used to say, 1 in 5 people have mental illness. I think that's changed now.
Yeah, it's now they did a 4 or 5 year survey worldwide, and they come up with 1 in 4 people are affected by mental illness at some point in time. So that's 25% of the population of
sure,
the world.
Sure.
That's a lot of people.
Yep.
You know. And, you know, it's, I think some of the misunderstanding is, like we were saying earlier when we began about depression,
mm-hmm.
you know, everybody gets depressed.
Of course.
Everybody. I don't care who you are. You know, you crack your new car up. You break up with your girlfriend. You lose your job. You
your
know.
Artwork gets burned your up at the Surgeonsville Inn.
In the Surgeonsville Inn, yes. And we know somebody that had that, about 16 pieces of art.
Yeah, there right? was 16 right. pieces.
Right. Yeah. If those of you that don't know, it's Richard G's artwork that was burnt up at the...
And my first response when I heard the inn burned was, oh, I got all that art there. And my wife said, you heartless bastard.
Yeah.
What about all the people that just lost their jobs?
Oh, heartless, she said. I thought you said artless.
No, she's...
Heartless, okay.
And, well, and she was right, because I do yeah. feel for the owners and
oh,
for the
absolutely.
Employees.
Oh, absolutely. You know, thank God no one was hurt.
Yeah,
know.
Yeah.
You know, the building they can rebuild, you know, if they
that's
want.
That's right.
But,
but
know,
yeah,
thank God no one was hurt.
My first thought was, oh, no. My second thought was, well... things happen.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the difference between me and somebody who has a depression problem. Maybe I'd still be depressed today.
Well, you know, that would be what? That was happened Sunday night?
Sunday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I lost my job a while, way many, many moons ago. And I wouldn't leave the house for almost 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I was depressed. I you know. And then finally, I woke up one day and I said, man, you got 4 kids, a mortgage, car payments, real estate taxes. You better get your butt out of bed and go to work, man.
That's right.
And so, but that's depression that you, you know, that most people face. If it goes on for 6 months.
Sure.
3 months even. it's not normal, you know. And the same thing with anxiety. Everybody gets anxious. I don't care, you know, you're going on a job interview, you know, or
of course,
you know, you're going on your first date with somebody, you know,
yeah,
any of this stuff, you can be anxious. But if that prolongs for months at a time, now it's no longer just, you know, a period of anxiousness. Now it's a problem and you ought to check it out.
And I would think if you never get depressed, then there's a problem too.
I would think I would think everybody at one point or another gets depressed.
Something's got to happen that makes you sad.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
And
how long you stay in that, you know, in that situation, that can determine, you know. And one of the things we advocate strongly is before going to see a psychiatrist or a psychologist or something like that, go to a medical doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And get a complete physical, head to toe.
Sure.
There are many medical diseases or conditions that have the same symptoms as mental illness.
Okay.
So, and I mean, it could be heart murmur, it could be a tumor, it could be, you know, various things that affect a person. And it's not mental illness, it's medical.
Okay.
Once you clear the medical part, and you still have the depression or you still have the, you know, whatever, then you could check it out a little further.
Mm.
You know? But you don't want to just go someplace first because it could be a medical condition.
Sure.
You know, that you have. So.
Sure. But I just want to make sure that anybody that's listening, we're not saying if you get depressed, you're mentally ill.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Because everybody gets.
Yeah. Everybody does. Everybody has anxiety. Everybody gets depressed.
But then I think, like in my case with my artwork, I thought, after I thought about it, my first reaction was, oh, God, I lost 16 pieces of art. Well, I had them for sale there. They could have been gone, you know.
Right.
But my first thought was, and then my other thought was, 16 frames. Because the cost of frames and mats are expensive.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And then I started thinking about the place. And the owner contacted me and said, Richard, we're so sorry we lost your artwork. And I said, don't worry about it. Worry about getting yourself together.
Right.
You know, and by that time, I had accepted. I'm working on other work.
It, right.
I'm working on other work. I got a lot of work at my house. I'm sorry that I lost those, but that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, I can't.
Absolutely.
I can't dwell on it forever.
Right.
Just got to keep moving on.
Right.
The problem is there was a couple of pieces there that I really liked, but I cannot recreate them because I can never do something twice. Hmm. So I'll do something else, you know. But I can never do something exactly twice because when you're working on it, you change things as you're going.
Okay.
And it would never be the same.
Okay. Right. I get you.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
yeah.
I wouldn't have the thrill of doing it a second time as I do when I'm doing
it
the first time.
Right, doing the first time. Okay.
So that's... So I just got to say, well, that's life. You know, it happened. I don't want to sound like Frank Sinatra, but that's life.
By the same token, I mean, it wasn't planned.
No.
So
it wasn't, nobody was malicious or did anything.
Right.
It wasn't the owner's fault. I feel bad for them at the same time.
Right.
And they may be in major depression right now.
Of course.
You know.
And, you know, the people that work there, they're out of a job.
That's right.
You know,
and it's a shame.
You know, if you have a chef or whatever, or I mean, bartenders and
well,
so
the
on
bartenders,
so forth.
The owner was the chef.
Okay.
So I don't know. I haven't heard people seem to think I know everything that goes on there because I get emails. What are they going to do? What are they going to do? I don't know. I don't know. And I'm not going to be the type of guy that's going to bother them.
Right. No, of course not at this time. Anyway.
No.
You know, I mean, you lend a hand if you need help. I'm there. You can call me for help.
Well,
that's it. You step back and
the
let
chamber
them,
reached
you know.
Out to them and said, "We can give you an office. We can try to see if we can get temporary work for your employees at other companies,
right.
and things like that." And they're dealing right now with insurance because they already asked me, "How much do you think your art was worth?" And we want to turn it in on the insurance. So they're dealing with insurance right away.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have to.
Yeah.
You know, they have to. I mean.
But they could be in major depression, and I would be too, because that was a nice building, a nice business, and the food there was terrific. I'm not saying it because my artwork hung there, but I like to eat there too.
Right.
And it's unfortunate. But I know something will come out of it. And I know they'll move on and do other things.
A lot of times when something bad happens, something good happens.
That's right. You know? I agree with that.
So,
and I think we need to have the bad times in our life to understand the good times.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If life was just good all the time, you wouldn't even know.
Right. Right. Exactly.
I got to take a break for the last set of commercials, and then we'll be back and wrap up the show before Kimberly Pramatic gets here with Raising Conscious Kids. She's probably standing outside right now because she gets here early all the time.
Well, she can come in.
Well, I'm going to look out the door and see if she's there. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lentenny of Ashore Shred. I love being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Active involvement in it has given us numerous opportunities to meet other business owners and simultaneously has helped Ashore Shred to grow.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we're back. This is the Modern Design Hour with Richard Scuderi. Richard is out ill today. My name is Richard also, but it's Richard G. And I'm sitting here with Larry C., Larry Cartwright of NAMI, who does a show every Monday at 2 o'clock here called Mental Health Matters. And it's an award-winning show. I'll say that again. We said it at the top of the hour. It's an award-winning show. It won an award from the governor for mental health stigma from right. their Council of Mental
right.
Health.
Right.
And because you're trying to break that stigma. And you actually, I think, if I remember correctly, because I was there at the luncheon, you were the only radio show.
Yes.
There were some people that were at 101.5 that did special shows that got awards.
They did a special show, but they didn't do it every week.
Yeah, so. You were the only weekly show
that
got the award. And I was at the luncheon with you. It was nice. We had a good time.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Yeah.
Good lunch, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it was nice. It was very nice. And over in Jamesburg, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was
right near the golf course there.
Right, by the Monroe Hotel or something.
Yeah. So that was interesting. It was very good, and it's good for us at 100 in Chamber Radio to get awards. And,
sure, absolutely.
And, you know, we've got, actually, her show is on, no, it's tomorrow. I was going to say tonight. I'm jumping ahead. Thursdays at 5 o'clock, Holistic Around 100 and was picked up by the Sedona Network and plays out in Arizona and New Mexico.
Hmm.
A day or so after she plays her show. So it was picked up by them, so it's syndicated. So we've got two shows that have gotten some kind of a... unfortunately, neither one of any shows I do.
Well, no. What can I say to that?
But
I do know that our shows got out because I've gotten emails from people in... Actually, I've gotten them in from Australia.
Yeah, I know you've got some
New Zealand.
You got listeners from down under.
California, yep. Who have called, and, you know, just about, well, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Wisconsin.
Well, that's the great thing.
And that's the great thing about the internet.
Yes.
It's all over, you know?
And the other thing is, if one person hears you and it helps them, then you've done something, or we've done something.
Right.
You've
right.
done it, but also the Chamber has done it by having this radio station. And that's what's important.
Oh, yeah. I agree, 100%.
If one person, I don't care if, you know, I'm not saying that 20 or 30 or 40 people should, if one, just one person, then we've made a connection, and that's what I think we're all about. That's why we're doing talk radio.
Well, that's why I do what I do with NAMI.
Yes.
And it's why... Right now, presently, we're teaching a 12-week family-to-family course that I'm teaching with my wife.
Which, why don't you explain what that is?
That's a, first of all, any courses or anything that NAMI does or presents is totally free.
Mm-hmm.
We're teaching what they call a family-to-family class. It is a 12-week course for families who have someone either that they have in their family or that they know or are close friends with who have a mental health issue.
Okay.
And we go over the various types of illnesses, the various medications, crises that occur, how to react, how not to react, how to try to get your loved one to do the right thing, how to say it, how not to say it. And then we have someone from what we were talking about earlier, the renowned voice comes in and does a presentation so they can see that people can go on with their lives. And it's, like I said, it's totally free. And it's run usually in the, well, we call it the winter and then the spring.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is considered the spring class, but since it started in, you know, a week or so ago.
Sure.
But
well, this is spring semester at colleges, too.
Yeah.
So
and spring is nine days away.
So you're right.
March 20th.
The thing is, I guess what we didn't mention is that there are a lot of medications out there, too, now.
Yeah.
And the problem is getting the people to take their medications.
Well, yeah, that's a problem.
That's a problem across the board for any
illness. Well, you know, how many times have you gone to the doctor with the flu or something and he given you an antibiotic and told you to take it for 10 days?
And took it for five and said, I feel better.
And said, I feel better, and that's it, you know, and stopped taking it.
One of my wife's uncles had heart problems. He only took his pills every other day because he said he could save money that way. This is a guy who was brought up during the Depression.
Right.
He had the money, but he would take it every other day. And I've talked to, because I do the medical center show, I've talked to many people who say, that's not unusual.
No, it's not. No, it's
so
not.
The problem is, even if the people have a mental problem, they can take some medicine and help them, but sometimes they don't take it.
That's right.
And that, you probably talk about that in your family
absolutely.
To family.
You know, and it's one of those things where people come either come out of hospitals and they've been on a regimentation for so many days or weeks or
months. And they're feeling good.
And then all of a sudden they're feeling good. And 3 days later, what do I have to take this stuff for?
Right.
I feel great.
Yeah.
You know, not making the rationalization that because they feel great is because they were taking,
taking
the medication.
The medicine. You know? Yeah. And if you keep that medication going, you can survive really well.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, and the thing is, too, that medication isn't the only answer.
No. I didn't want to come across with that, but I know there is. We didn't mention it. There is medication.
Right. There is definitely medications, and there's definitely, I know someone in California, a young lady of Asian descent who has been on our show via the phone, and she has severe bipolar,
okay,
where she has depression and et cetera. And we were talking one day on the air, and I asked her, I says, well, what do you do? How do you take? She says, well, I don't take medication. I said, okay, what do you do? She says, well, I'm into holistic thing. And she says, and I exercise regularly at the gym. And I says, great, how does that work for you? She says, it's wonderful. Keep it up. Then don't stop it.
Yeah. Know? And that's the whole thing.
Right. If it works for you.
If you find something that works for you, do it.
Do it.
Yeah.
Now, I said to her, I says, you know, just understand that maybe a couple of years down the road, it may not work as well. And you may have to balance it a little bit with a medication. She says, well, I have to face that bridge when I come to it. I says, yeah, you're right. I says, in the meantime, you're doing it and it's working. Keep it up. So, you know, I don't preach medication. It's whatever works for you. You know, 90% of the time it's the medication that works for you, but there are occasions where it doesn't. You know,
we're out of time. Do you have a phone number you want people to reach you?
Yeah, 908-284-0500.
Okay. Thank you, Larry, for stopping in.
Not a problem.
Or letting me hijack you.
You
in
hijacked
here.
Me, but that's okay. I love to have, I'm gonna love go, talking with you.
We're going to go to the news, and Kimberly Pramatic will be here right after the news.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. Nearly a dozen service members are missing and presumed dead after an Army helicopter crashed in the Florida Panhandle. A spokesman at Eglin Air Force Base says search and rescue teams have found human remains. Four Marines were from a special operations regiment at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. The four air crew members were with an Army National Guard unit from Hammond, Louisiana. Iraqi forces and their militia allies are moving into Tikrit. Iraq's defense ministry says its troops have the town surrounded and control a number of main streets in Tikrit. There are news media reports that the Iraqis and militia have taken control of parts of the town from ISIS terrorist forces. Two fraternity brothers who led a racist chant that was captured on video are out of the University of Oklahoma. OU President David Boren said Tuesday the students created a hostile learning environment for others and that the school has zero tolerance for racist behavior. Job openings across the U.S. are at a 14-year high. The Department of Labor's Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey shows employers across the U.S. had 5 million job openings at the end of January. This is USA Radio News.
Search engine rankings can make or break a business, and not ranking on page one is guaranteed to cost you money. So why not rank before you pay? That's right. You get ranked or you don't pay. Did you know over 80% of online shoppers never leave page one? And companies reaching page one status can and do make more money. So where does your business rank? Are you turning clicks into cash, or are you handing it to the competition? Increase your exposure, increase traffic, and maximize your online footprint with rankbeforeyoupay.com. Enter your domain name and let Rank Before You Pay start moving you to the top. Rank Before You Pay, the performance-based SEO company, is fully results-driven, eliminating your risk. It's a fact. Search engine rankings can make or break a business, and not ranking on page one is guaranteed to cost you money. Visit rankbeforeyoupay.com, enter your URL, and start turning clicks into clients today.
Visit rankbeforeyoupay.com. Rankbeforeyoupay.com. That's rankbeforeyoupay.com.
Some restrictions apply. Offer valid in select cities.
Tis the season to be aware of collection scams.
Ignoring this will be an intentional attempt to avoid initial appearance before